So let's review. We have learned that a husband can revoke his wife's nedarim. Our parak describes the nedarim over which he has this power. Zak the Mishnah, ve'il nedarim shu meifer, dvarim sheyesh behen inu nefesh. The husband can only revoke nedarim which are self-afflicting, for example, as the Mishnah and the Gemara later elaborates. Lo erchatz, lo yiskashet. She made a neder that forbids her to bathe or adorn herself. This is derived from the pasuk, kol neder v'chol shvuas isur la'anis nefesh, the Gemara cites a braisa which adds another category. The husband can also revoke nedarim regarding matters that affect their personal relationship. The Rosh describes it as, for example, she made a neder to prohibit marriage relations, or as the Ritva says, she made a neder to forbid her earnings or any other benefit to others, which obviously includes her husband. This is derived from the pasuk, "Ela achukim asher tzivah Hashem es Moshe bein ish le'ishto bein av levitoi bein ureho beis avia." From our mission, it seems that the husband can only revoke dvarim sheyesh ben inu nefesh, but he cannot revoke dvarim shebeinoi lebeina if they are not also dvarim sheyesh ben inu nefesh. Whereas from the braisa we see that he can revoke dvarim shebeinoi lebeina even if they're not dvarim sheyesh ben inu nefesh. To reconcile the braisa with our Mishnah, the Gemara first suggests the following distinction: halin v'halin mefer. The Baal can indeed revoke both dvarim sheyesh ben inu nefesh and dvarim shebeinoi lebeina. However, inu nefesh mefer le'olam. The afar of dvarim sheyesh ben inu nefesh is effective le'olam indefinitely. The neder is nullified and will never be reinstated. Aval ein ben inu nefesh, which is dvarim shebeinoi lebeina, kedi isa tochayse hav yafar. Chimekar shlochay lalo neder. However, the hafar of dvarim shebeinoi lebeina is only effective while she's married to him. However, after they get divorced, the hafar expires and the neder is reinstated since it's no longer an issue of beinoi lebeina. However, the Mishnah later in the parak discusses a neder made by a wife to prohibit her husband from benefiting from her. The chacham say that there is no need for him to revoke the neder, because the neder is not effective anyway, because it cannot override the husband's rights. Rabbi Yechon Menuri disagrees and says that he should revoke the neder because Shema Yigar Shena v'tehasur aloi. If he does not revoke the neder, although it cannot take effect now while she is married to him, it will take effect after he divorces her and he will be forbidden midraban to remarry her because it's impossible for him not to benefit from her, which would be a violation of the neder. Hafar, on the other hand, would remain effective even after a divorce. Now, for a husband to be forbidden to benefit from his wife is clearly dvar mishabeinoi lebeina. Yet we see that Afar would completely revoke the neder even regarding the time subsequent to their marriage. The Gemara therefore makes another distinction. Neder nidra inu nefesh, mefer bein la'atzmoi bein la'acher. Ein behem inu nefesh, which is dvarim shebeinoi lebeina, la'atzmoi mefer la'acherim inu mefer. There are two explanations of this distinction. The Ran explains it as a modification of the previous answer. The hafara of dvarim sheyesh bem inu nefesh is regarding everybody and forever. The neder is nullified and will never be reinstated, and the Isser is now permitted to all, to him and to others. However, the Afara of Dvarim Shebeinoi Lebeina is only effective La'atzmoi, which according to the Ran means, as long as it's relevant to him. To the extent that it can cause friction Beinoi Lebeina, it remains nullified regarding him and regarding others, while she's married to him, and also after Gerishin, because he might want to remarry her. However, La'acherim, according to the Ran, means after Nisuin, once she marries another man, it's no longer an issue of Beinoi Lebeina. Therefore, the Afar expires and the Neder is reinstated, and the Isser applies again regarding him and regarding others. The Ritva has another pshat, in which the words La'atzmoi u'la'acherim are understood in their simple definition, for him or for others, as follows. Dvarim shebeinoi lebeina la'atzmoi mefer, la'acherim einu mefer. The Afar of Dvarim shebeinoi lebeina is only effective la'atzmoi, which according to the Ritva means, it's only effective regarding him. And regarding him, the neder is nullified forever, even after she marries another man. However, la'acherim, regarding others, the neder is not nullified, even while she's still married to him. Regarding the original ruling of the Mishnah and Braisa, ve'elu nedarim shu mefer dvarim sheyesh bem inu nefesh, and dvarim shebeinoi lebeina, the Ran points out, v'chein ha'av mefer lebitay. The father's privilege of hafara is also limited to the above two categories of nedarim. As the Rosh cites the Sifri, V'huadin la'av k'dedarish b'Sifri, Benish le'ishtei bin avlevitei makish avlebal. Ma'abal in a mefer ela nidri in a nefesh. Af av in a mefer ela nidri in a nefesh. The rest of the Mishnah will be reviewed with the Gemara in the following daf.